What's good, everybody? This is Silas from silasbeats.com. Today is the... What's the date today? The 5th of Jan. I've been working on my Sync 2028 plan. It sounds crazy when I say it because it's so damn far from now, but I know it's going to be really, really quick and all of a sudden it's going to be 2025, and I would have been working on this plan for a year already. So the premise of the plan is I make 20 beats a month for 11 months of the year. That's 220 beats in a year, and I do that for 4 years. While I'm doing that, I'm going to find as many music publishers that I can send that music to, and I'm going to try and get as many placements in as many different forms, whether it be on TV, whether it be radio adverts, in shows, on movies, in games, anywhere I can place that music. And I know as time goes on, there'll probably be more space for more placements because I would have figured out more stuff. So I'm effectively going to be in album mode for 11 months of every year, which is crazy. But I'm sort of cutting back on a lot of the other work that I'm doing to make it easier for myself. I've started 5 beats for the month. It's not too bad, given that it's the 5th. I'm hoping to I've wrapped up 2 of the 5 beats. The other 3 need various elements, and I want to keep coming back to touch those beats up. My ordering on the computer is a little bit weird at the moment. I'm kind of just trying to populate the folder. So the way I'm ordering everything is like January 24, then 1. That's the first beat of January 2024. All the stuff will be ordered in a funny way, but what I want to try and do is at least have an indicator of what I did in which month, and it all depends on what the publishers want. They might want a beat from January, a beat from February, 3 from March. It all depends how things pan out as I keep going along, but I just feel like this is the right path. The reason why I've gone this path is because it's very active in the beginning. Like, you can imagine how much work needs to be done, but I know that once I get into a groove of things, this is going to become a very, very nice passive form of income in the form of royalties, as opposed to me trying to always just get a placement. I've spent the past 16 years thinking that one day a particular artist placement is what's going to get me, it's going to put me on. But I've realized now that a more secure, a more surefire way of doing it is just putting my head down, getting as much work out, good quality work, and getting into the right businesses. I kind of also got the idea from doing all these voiceovers that I do, that I function, it's easier when I'm working with a business as opposed to working with an individual. Individuals have all sorts of weird requests. They usually don't have a deadline, so they'll keep coming back with all sorts of random requests on the work that you've done. It can get a bit tedious. Sometimes they don't have enough budget to continue working with you. Whereas with a business, they've come in for a very specific reason. Once they get it done, they move on. They'll come back when they need more work. So it's the same with the music publisher as opposed to working with an artist. When I work with an artist, I struggle because a lot of artists are on the come up. And that's cool, working with come ups, because, you know, at some point I might get a hold of a come up artist, work with them, we'd make some really nice stuff, and that results in something big. But it's a long shot, right? So I have 2 artists, I can say, actually it's just 1 at this point, 1 artist that I do that with, where I listen to their music and I'm like, this person here has something, and we continue to work on stuff. I think some of my best music has come from the 2 of us working together. Everything else is pretty much for TV. So I've sort of pulled back from making typical hip hop beats and all of that type of stuff, you know, all the sample based stuff. I'm moving away from it also just because everybody's able to make it these days. I prefer holding on to the genres where there is a bit of composition required. So if I need to program in strings and I need to program in specific percussion and all these other elements that work well by themselves within context, so it's not just a random loop, I'm trying to, as far as possible, move away from that, because last year I sort of struggled trying to make beats, especially for beat challenges, because I'm like, a beat challenge is not, it's not like making 100 beats in a month is not a big feat anymore, just because of all the loops that are out there. There's loop makers now. After loop makers, I think there's drum programmers and loop makers. When they get together, they quickly throw a beat together that can take 10 minutes, because A loop maker sits and just makes loops, whereas a drum programmer just programs drums, and when they smoosh it all together, they just make a track ton of beats. So the whole thing of me making 100 beats was so that I could compose 100 times, not just mix and match beats here and there 100 times. So when I saw that, I was like, why should I be doing beat challenges? Anybody can do this. It's not really a challenge. Whereas this is more of a challenge in that it leads to real, like it will lead to real revenue. It's an untapped market. And there is a need for a use. Like a loop maker can make beats for sync. It's just that that loop that they make will need to be specifically for that sync library. They can't take that loop and now start giving it to 100 artists. It's not going to work. It's going to end up in tears. It's going to end up in, you're going to end up in trouble just because of copyright and collecting royalties. It'll just be a mess. And on top of that, that loop maker will probably have to go find a drum producer, drum programmer to complete the album with them. So now you've got two people and you create your 12 tracks, which is all well and good. And then from there, you guys push it out to a music publisher. That can work. It can work. But like I'm saying, it needs to sound like there has to be something unique about it for it to be picked up. What I like about it, it's not a random thing where you're like, I need to get as many streams on this track as possible. I just need this track to be as hard as possible. No, this is more about, does it work well? And what does it work well for? Does it work well for local programming? Does it work well for international programming? Does it work well for a game? Does it work well for like in-game, like gameplay music? Does it work well for option menu music? Does it work well in old school games? Does it work well in new school games? Is it good for a car game? Is it good for a game like EA 24? Is it good for a game like 2K? There's all these different elements that you need to think about. Country, usage, you know, all of the feel, the, you know, all of that stuff. And like at some point, I'm going to start bringing some artists in. I think I will have some of these 20 beat a month projects where I bring an artist in and I ask them to sing a few words here and there. And even those words need to be very well curated. So the artist that I bring in needs to know exactly what the deal is. We're not here to talk about their life and whatever it is. We're here to get a job done. So if the songs need to be uplifting and encouraging, those are the type of words that we need to use. We need to talk about rising to the challenge. Those are the type of lyrics that we need to use. You know, we need to, there's phrases that we can talk about, like off the top of my head, okay, rising to the challenge, never give up, always believe in yourself, you know, do your best. You know, these are all phrases that can be that you can fit into the lyrics, and then those can then match with the vibe of the entire album, provided the beats are on that feel as well. So that is that's the sort of route that I'm shifting towards, as opposed to just randomly making beats and hoping that artists come to me. I'm trying to pull away from doing that whole thing of build it and they will come. That's how my entire career has been up to this point, actually. I've just made beats, people have come to me. I have offered a mixing and mastering service and just waited for people to come to me. Whereas now, doing sync licensing, I can make something for a specific purpose and I can take it to a specific place where it will be used in a specific way. And that just, it leads to longevity, it leads to you making larger sums of money in the long term. And ultimately the plan is to then have royalty income be my main source of income, so that I can pull away from doing all of these active forms of income where I have to sit down and get work done just to get a payday that's only going to last me a couple of weeks. I want it to be a case where there's this constant stream of money coming in, and the only way that I can do that is through a passive form of income. And the biggest passive form of income known in the music industry is royalties. I wouldn't think that there's anything else, really, to be honest. So yeah, that's the plan, that's the goal moving forward. At this point, like I said, I'm basically in album mode all the time, so I'm pretty much keeping to myself. Even the music I'm listening to a lot of the old sync stuff that I did that has done well. I'm listening to very specific genres. I'm trying to keep everything melodic. I'm trying to stay away from everything that is like super current. You know, it's important to keep your ear to the ground and hear who the main players are in your space, because ultimately some publishers will want that type of music. But for the most part, like if I am to do that, it'll be me going to a specific artist. If I want to get a sound like an Asake sound, I will go and listen to an Asake album. If I want, you know, a specific sound, I'll go to that album, listen to it, consume it, break it down, and then I'll move on. But for the most part, I'm sort of trying to keep my musical palette clean, if that makes sense. I'll keep documenting each day, I hope, of this journey. If there's any gems and whatever that you might pick up, let me know. I'm open to having this conversation about sync with pretty much anyone. I actually had it with a friend of mine yesterday, where we were talking about placements and how that whole game works. They're not even a musician, but they were like quite keen to hear what it was and how it worked. It's very different to the typical music industry pathway. So that's pretty much it for me today. I'll catch you again tomorrow. Peace.